Just one halakha and the laws of a gomel. Since we made the Birkat HaGomel today, we'll just say a few halakhot that apply. There's an interesting teshuvah from the Rashba in his teshuvot Chedek Aleph Siman Pebet. The rabbi over there, the Rashba, is discussing a case where a person has a chronic ailment. Now we know, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Yud Tet, that if a person has a sickness that causes him to be bedridden, so of course when he gets out of bed he has to make Birkat HaGomel. So the Rashba discusses, let's say a person has a chronic ailment. Let's say, for example, somebody has migraine headaches, lo alechem, that come from time to time, and every time he gets the migraine headache, he's forced to lie down in his bed, and then of course, God willing, it goes away after a day or whatever it may be, and then he gets up and he knows he's going to get it in a week or two from then. Does he make Birkat HaGomel each time he's bedridden because of this chronic ailment? So let me read you the Lashon of Rashba. Ve'en efresh ben sheyesh lo mihush kavua haba mizman lizman ve'ben she'eno kavua. There's no difference whether it's a chronic ailment that comes from time to time or an ailment that comes, once in a life. Ve'adraba kolshu kavua hu yoter hazak, which means on the contrary, the more chronic the ailment, the more reason it would be to make a gomel. Even though he has a good track record that he always gets saved, it's only because God had mercy. Not every time there's a miracle that happens, and therefore every time that he got saved, he would have to make the beracha. That's the way Moshe Levi comes out of Mirkat Hashem Chalek Dal and Daf Taf Chavav, and I quote: "Mi sheyesh lo mihush kavua sheba mizman lezman u'bishahas shehash po hu mirutak lamita." When he has the ailment, he's bedridden. Sarik lebarek Mirkat Gomel kishitrape afapi sheyodei al sheyeshu v'yichlebo be'od zeman shemekom akom bintayim mibri legamre bechazdei Hashem u'rachamav. And that's the way Maran holds in Siman Mishutet Sirif Het. There was another question that was asked, also applying to the Beracha of HaGomel, where there's a basic rule that we only make Berakat HaGomel in the cases that the Hakamim established. The four cases: if somebody is saved from prison, if somebody is saved from a sickness, if somebody is saved from the waters on a boat that was traveling in the waters, or somebody that traveled in the Midbar in the desert. So the question is, what about other situations that are similar but are not exact to those four cases? Example, a person was not on a boat, but he went swimming in the river or in the pool, and he almost drowned. He was under the water, and miraculously the lifeguard came in, saved him, whatever happened. Does he make Birkat HaGomel in that case? Or, for example, you have a person that goes parachuting, which means he went up on a plane. He didn't go for 72 minutes for the distance, and he jumped out with a parachute. The parachute opened up, Baruch Hashem, he landed safely on the ground. So technically he's jumping out of a plane. Does he make Birkat HaGomel? So Rabbi Moshe Levi comes out in Shivat in the Birkat Hashem on Daf Taf Kaftet, and he says that since those are not exactly the case that Chazal said to make the Beracha, one does not make Birkat HaGomel after he jumps out of a plane in a parachute, which happens, some people like to do that. They go on these adventure trips, they like to jump out of planes. There is no gomel. I don't advise somebody should do such a thing unless he's in the army, of course. But people have recreation sometimes, which is really not such a good recreation because it could be dangerous. A person should not put himself in such a situation. But if he did, he does not make Birkat HaGomel. No, but not if a person, Chas v'Shalom, was drowning. Does he make Arigish Lashon? Mi sheyared lerchotz bayam v'yah besakrat tibi'ah v'nitzol ma'ala liyabasha b'shalom v'chen mi shetzanach m'matos v'nachat miyabasha b'shalom ena mivarechim Birkat HaGomel she'enem bechlal yorde. It's not part of the four. It should be noted that according to the Ashkenazim, could be they would make a beracha in such a case. That's Birkat Hashem on Daf Kaf Chaf Tet. So again, the two halachot we come out today, migraine headaches, bad minat, or chronic sufferers of the ailments that are bedridden, will make Birkat HaGomel every time. Second halacha, only the four that the Hakamim established and not any others, even though they are similar. Example, bad minat, drowning or parachuting out of a plane.